Okay. And these hairs on the back of his neck.
Bristles.
Okay. What do you call the thing you pour the slop into to feed the hogs?
Trough.
Okay, and two of these are two
troughs.
Okay. How about the sound that a calf makes when she's being weaned?
The sound the cow makes?
Well, both the cow and the calf. Oh. When the calf is being weaned.
What would you say then?
You say she bawls.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right. How about the general sound that a cow makes most of the time? This is not bellowing or anything, but just sort of your everyday cow sound that they make, she makes.
Yeah, moo, isn't it?
Okay. How about the sound a horse makes?
He neighs or whinnies.
Okay. What do you, change the subject matter to chickens for a minute. What do you call a hen that you used to hatch, I know they don't do this anymore, but what do you call a hen that used to hatch eggs?
Setting.
Mm-hmm.
Setting hen.
Okay. Any other names that you knew of or remember?
I don't.
Okay. Where do you keep the chickens?
In a chicken house.
Okay.
Or a coop, depending on the size of it.
Okay. What's the difference in size?
Oh, coop is just a small pen.
Mm-hmm.
And a chicken house could be anything from half the size of this room to as big as the house.
Okay. It is a house. What do you call a little bone that you pull apart when it comes to the breast of the chicken?
Wishbone.
Okay. Do you have any term for the to describe all of the edible insides of a pig or a calf? Organs you might eat? The liver and the heart and everything.
Oh, we just called them entrails, didn't we?
No, that's the digestive system. Yeah. The entrails are the stomach and the intestinal tract.
Oh, they are.
No, just edible parts, though. I know.
You wouldn't know a term like chitlins or heart's liver or anything? Or, okay. What do you call a time when you have to go around and slop the hogs and give grain to the horses and all that stuff? Would you have any name for that time?
Feeding time.
Feeding, yeah.
Feeding. Okay. Do you remember how you would call the cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
No. I don't remember.
Can't remember? How about if you're milking a cow and she starts moving around to get her to stand still?
What do you do?
What do you say to her? I mean, I suspect you do various things to her.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Does that shake anything loose in terms of calling her in from the field or call the cows in from the field or? Okay. Do they used to call the cows in from the field or?
Not normally. They usually came up.
Okay.
They know they'd be fed, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about if you wanted to call the calves in? If you had the calves out, maybe you wanted to call in to feed them. You want to call for that? Okay. How about when I know this? When you had a team that you were using to plow with, how would you get the horses to go left and right?
G and H.
Which is which?
G is right, H is left.
Okay. How would you get the horses to come in from the pasture?
Coke.
Okay. How about the? What would you say to the horses to get them to start off or to move faster?
We're using to say get up.
All right. How about to stop?
Whoa.
And to back up?
Just back.
Okay. How about calling the pigs?
They have a contest for that, don't they?
Piggy.
Just piggy?
Yeah, piggy.
Okay. How about